Okay, today's shir is Nedarim, Lamed Beis, Amud Aleph, and we are on the line, two lines from the top. Continuing with the discussion about Moshe Rabbeinu and the dilemma he had about when to do the Bris Milah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo le Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh satan laharog. It wasn't Moshe that the satan wanted to kill, Elo le'oso tinuk, but it was the baby. His child. Shneemar, the pasuk says, "Ki choson domim atoli," because you're a bridegroom of blood. So tzeirei, go out and see. Mi kori choson, who is called the choson in this case? So have omri, have to say ze hatinok. It's the kid, because he's the one who's going to be going into the bris of Avram Avinu. Why is the tinuk here being called a choson? So the Rosh tells us because this is like the first mitzvah of his life, and that's going to transform him just like a choson, a groom, gets transformed when he gets married. Continues the Gemara now. Dorish Rebbe Yehuda bar Bizna, b'shash nisrasha Moshe Rabbeinu min hamila. When Moshe was being negligent about doing the bris mila, so malachim came. Bo a malach kel af. Vechema. Those are the two names. Af is anger. Chema is like wrath. Uvaluhu velo shiru mimenu elaragla. They swallowed him up until all his legs were left outside, meaning from the head down to the makom of his mila. Miyad immediately vatikach tzipor tzor vatichrois es orlas beno. Tzipor, his wife, took a stone and cut off the orla of her son. Umiyad vayirach mimenu. They left him alone. So here there is a source that a woman could do a... could be a mohelis. It's learned out the Gemara is from here. But Osa Shah, at that moment, Bikesh Moshe Rabbeinu Lahargon, he wanted to kill them. Shneim, like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Heref Me'af Va'azov Chema. Cease from af, from anger, and forsake the Chema, the wrath. It shows Moshe wanted to harm them. V'yesh Omrim, some say, Lechema Hargon. He did kill Chema, Shnetmar, Chema Eli. There's no more Chema, there's no wrath with me. So one second, how could that be that Moshe killed Chema? Vaksiv, it says in Pasuk, Ki agorti mipnei ha'af v'chema. I was in dread because of the anger and the Chema. Pasuk in Chumash Devarim. So he wasn't killed, Moshe couldn't have killed. So my answer is, Tre Chema have. There are two types of Chema, two types of wrath. That's one answer, so he killed one of them. V'bayesema, Niventeretz Gunda de Chema. No, Chema, the army was there, but the Malach itself got killed. So Moshe did kill Chema. Okay. Tanya, Rebbe Omer Gedolami. Look how great is the mitzvah of Bris Mila. She'ein l'chamish nisaseg b'mitzvahs ka'avram avinu. There was no one else who was great and so involved, oseg in doing mitzvahs like Avraham. Lo nikra tam el al shem mila. Nevertheless, even with all these mitzvahs, he wasn't called a tamim yet until he did the got a bris mila. Shneemar his halich lefanai vehisamim, walk in front of me and you'll be complete. You'll be tamim. Chziv etna brisi beini uveinecha. I will make a bris between me and you. So that you see from this that he wasn't called tamim until until Avram did the bris. Dover acher. Another understanding. Gedola mida sheshkula kenege kol mitzvah shivatorah. The bris is considered to be keeping like all the 613 shneimar ki al pi hadavarim ha'ele, right? Because of all these words that I made a bris with you, so this bris is referring to the mila. Davar acher, another pshat gedola mila sheilmale mila lo niskaimu shemayim va'aretz. If it wasn't for the greatness of the bris mila, then shemayim va'aretz wouldn't be established. Shneimar im lo v'risi yomam v'layla. If it wasn't for the bris that I made, then it would not be, the world would not exist. So what's the bris that's there for day and night? That's the bris that's found on a person's body, the bris mila. Upligid Rabbi Lazar. Now this understanding of the pasuk is different than Rabbi Lazar. Da'om Rabbi Lazar, gedola Torah. Now Torah is what that pasuk is referring to. She'il male Torah lo niskaimu shemayim v'aretz. If it wasn't for Torah, there wouldn't be... Shemayim va'aretz shneemar im lo brisi yomam balayla chukos shemayim va'aretz lo samti. If I hadn't made the day and night, then I wouldn't have set up the statutes of heaven and earth. So according to Rabbi Elazar, what's day and night is going on Torah. It's not going on the bris mila, right? Lo yomush mipicha, it should never leave your mouth. I'm saying in the beginning of Sefer Yoshua. Omer Rav Yehud, Omer Rav, b'shash omer lo hakodesh baruch hu la'avraham avinu his halech lefanei samim. When Hashem told Avram to go in front of me, walk in front of me, and you'll be complete, you'll be tomim. Achazoso ra'ado. He was grabbed by a trembling, right? And Avram said, Shema yesh bi dov meguna. Maybe there's something disgraceful about me. I did an aveira, and therefore I'm not called tomim. But kevin sh'amalo, when Hashem says to him, etna brisi beni uveinecho, I'm going to give a bris between me and you, niskaro daito. That settled his mind. He understood that when by removing his oral, then that's why he was not yet considered to be a tamim, but wasn't actually done something wrong. Okay? And now in that whole discussion with Avraham and Hashem, Vayotze Oso Hachutza. So it says that Hashem brought Avraham outside. So Omalafon of Ribona Sha'olam, his takalti b'mazal shali. I looked into the mazal, my constellations, my stars, ve'eini ela ben echad, and I see that I'm only going to have one son, and I already have a kid. I have a Yishmael, right? So amalo, Hashem responds back. Same istagninus shalcha. Go out from your astrology. A mazal Yisrael. There is no the mazal doesn't have any effect on the Jewish people. We're lamalim and hatavos. These things don't affect us. Anybody who goes with this midah of tmimus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu masmim imo, Hashem will respond midah k'neged midah and go tmimus with him as well. Shneemar, as the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, im chasid ta tis chasad, im gibor tamim titamam. With the gibor, right? I'm sorry, the pious one. You're devout with him, and the one who's strong, you act with tmimus. Amar Yoshaya, kol hamas mim atzmo sha omedeslo. Anybody who acts with tmimus, then literally the hour he's going to be successful. It's going to stand for him. Shneemar hishalich lefanav yisamim. You should go in front of being tamim. Ksiva ha'isa la'av hamon goyim. And you see that Avraham became not only just a father of them, but for a father of nations, which is fascinating to note how many people in the world today consider themselves to be the spiritual descendants of Avraham. Obviously the Bnei Yisrael, but also the Christians and the Muslims as well. They all trace themselves back to Avraham. Amar Rebbe. Kol ha-menachesh, anybody who does nichush, divines, right, tries to look for signs about what's going to be in the future, lo nachash, right, so then there's going to be, for him, it'll be the sign is going to injure him. Shneemar ki lo nachash bi Yisrael, because there is not going to be any divination within the Yaakov. Yeah, be Yaakov, I read that wrong, ki lo nachash bi Yaakov. V'ho lamed aleph ksiv, it says lamed aleph, right? That means there's no divination, right? As opposed to the lamed vav, meaning to him there is el mishum mida k'neged mida. So what it means is that really it's measure for measure. So when he tries to figure out what's going to be in the future, that ends up backfiring. Now whenever we use these words mida k'neged mida, we have to understand what the theological implications of that is. In order for Hashem to use something called Mida K'neged Mida, by definition, that has to be that Hashem is all-powerful. Because it means whatever you do, whatever happens, Hashem can, so to speak, respond appropriately. If we didn't say Mida K'neged Mida, then Chas V'Shalom, there would be some sort of limitation to Hashem's power, because a person would do something, Hashem says, I can't duplicate that, so therefore it's limited. So whenever we say Mida K'neged Mida, that whatever person does is going to come back to them, the definition, or the implication, I should say, is that HaKadosh Baruch is HaKol Yochel. And this idea about not using divination. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, Tof Reish Samech Dalad, it discusses about the Seder of Yom Hoshana Rabbah. So, read a little bit of Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber says, "B'yom Shvi Shehu Hashana Rabba Nohagin Laharbois B'Mizmorim Kmo B'Yom Tov." Okay, so we say a lot of Mizmorim. Adds the Ramah. The Ein Omrim Nishmas. We don't say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabba. For Omrim Mizmor Lasoda, we say Mizmor Lasoda. Sukkadizim. For Omrim Ein Kamorcha Shma Yisrael Kmo B'Yom Tov. For Omrim Kaddish la'achet tefilas musaf benigun yomtov. We use the yomtov nigun for that. Okay, fine. Ve'ein regin lasos malacha shalchol al'achet yitzia beisa kinesis. Yesh lom and pizmon zchor bris kashiyesh mi'ilu behoshana rabba. Okay. Ve'omrim oso kodem ana ozen chin. Kosva harishonim. Here's where we want to look this. Sheyesh simon bitzel halavona b'leil hoshana rabba. That there is a simon in the shadow of the moon on the night of Hoshan Rabbah, Sheikra lo, well, what's going to happen to him? Ola Krovav, Bo'os Hashanah, to him or to his relatives, his family, on that upcoming year. That's a very interesting idea. V'yeshmi shekosav she'en adakdik b'zeh. But however, says the Rama, we shouldn't be so precise. Don't look into this so much. We don't want to mess up your mazel. And besides the fact you want to look into it, people don't really understand this idea, what it means, the shadow and the moon, what's going to happen to me. The Yoser Tov, the better thing to do is, says the Rama, Lios Tomim Vlolachkur Asidos Kenirali. So that's really comes from our Gemara over here in the Darim Lamed Beis. Says the Rama that we shouldn't try to be figure out and make calculations and cheshbons about what's going to be. The way we should act is with Tamimus. Okay, continuing now, Tana. Tanei Ava Brei Derevi Zera. Kol Adam She'enu Menachesh. Anybody who doesn't do this Nichush, trying to figure out what the future is going to be, Machnisin Osim Mechitzah Afilu Malachi Asharisin Yecholin Likaneis Visocha. They're brought into a Mechitzah close to Hashem that even a Malach can't go in. Shneemar, because the pasuk says, "Kilo nachash biYaakov, v'lo kesem biYisrael." There's no Nichush divinations with Yaakov. There's no enchantment with the Klal Yisrael. In other words, the people are things are revealed to this person, to this Jew, that even a Malach can't know because Yisrael are closer to Hashem than Malachim are. How do we know that we're closer? A Malach is three steps removed. The Malachim give Shavach to Kadosh Baruch, say Kadosh, 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 and then they say Hashem. Whereas the Klal Yisrael says Shema Yisrael Hashem only after two words. So that's an idea that the Meforshim point out from Ephraim Waxman and others, that the closeness is, that's one of the ways it's represented, the fact that the Klal Yisrael was closer to Hashem than a Malach is. Omer b'Yavahu, Omer b'Lozer, Mipnei Mane, Nashavar Mavinu, V'nish Tabadu Vanov L'Mitzrayim Asayim V'Eser Shonim. Why was Avram Avinu punished and we had to go to Mitzrayim for 210 years? V'bnei She'asa Angarya V'Talmidei Chachamim, because he made a draft. He put them into war. Shne'emar V'Yorek Es Chanichov Yilidei V'Esay. He took his trained men in his house. These are the trained people he took to fight with him. These were his Talmidim who were Talmidei Chachamim. Shmuel Omar, the reason why we were punished, we had to go to Mitzrayim for 210 years, Bibnei Shehifriz al Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he, so to speak, examined the Midos of Hashem. When did he dash Nemar Bama Eda Ki Arishenu? How will I know that I'm going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shehifriz Bnei Adam. The reason why it was because Avram prevented people from coming underneath the entering into the Shechina. When did that happen? After he won the war. Shneemar teini hanefesh v'haruchush kach loch. Give me the people and take the goods for yourself. Right. So that's what he says to the Melech Sedom. But really, Avram refuses to take any of these the goods either. If he didn't listen to Melech Sodom and would allow the people to stay with him, then he could have brought those POWs into the Shechina. Gemara goes back to one of the things we said earlier. Vayarek es chanichav yilide veso. Right, he led forth his trained ones who were born in his house. Rav Omer shehorikan betorah. He showered them with Torah, like someone was pouring from one kli to another. Shmuel shehorikan bezahav. He showered them with gold. He gave them a tremendous amount of money so they would go to war with him. Shmona asar ushlosh meos. He took 18 and 300. Meaning, right? That was the people, the number that he took to him. Om Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Eliezer Keneged Kulam. He had Eliezer with was equal to all of them. Igdamri, some learned differently. Eliezer who? No, it was only Eliezer, right? The Chushbenei Hachilhave, because the Cheshbin, the gematria of the name Eliezer is 318. Others point out, Rav Tzvi Meir says that Yeush is 317, and Eliezer was the one who broke through that. So he was one above that concept of Yeush. He was 318. That's why he was Matzliach. Omer Rabbi Ami Bar Abba ben Shlosh Shanim Hikir Avraham Ezboro. When Avraham was 3 years old, he recognized his creator. Shneemar Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli. Ekev, because Avraham listened to my voice. Chush b'nei mea v'shivin utrein. So the gematria of Ekev is 172. So just like We worked out the gematria for Eliezer was 318. So by Avram, the keyword Akiv is 172, and we know Avram lived 175 years. So he listened to Hashem because he recognized him at three. There are different ages given in the Midrashim about when. Some say Avram was 40. Some say he was 48. The Rambam learns that he was 40. And the Ravid here notes that the Gemara here seems to be against that, because the Gemara here says that it's three. So it could be possible that at different stages of his life, he had more of a greater appreciation and understanding. Obviously, you have to say that a 40-year-old's understanding of Hashem is much greater than a 3-year-old's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Meretz Hashem, we'll pick it up with the next line, the bottom line, in the next year.